This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, places, events, history, and culture that we're living in Tucson and Southern Arizona. So, gosh darn well, Jeffrey.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
So, it's 11, a little bit after 11 o'clock in the morning on this fabulous Sunday here in the Old Pueblo. And if you're missing the show today because you're at the loft watching The Sandlot, totally understand. Because quite frankly, I would rather be at the loft right now watching The Sandlot on the original 35mm print than being here with your goofiness doing the show, because that movie next to The Princess Bride is and A Big Trouble in Little China and This is Spinal Tap. I could keep going, but that's one of my top 100 movies of all time because it's a great movie.
What are the other 96?
Seriously?
No.
The Book of Kells. I mean, I could go
so
on.
So, this is a very positive show. We talk about great, you know, all the great things going on. I was a little disappointed in The Loft.
Why?
For Independence Day.
Yes.
Because they kowtowed to, you know, the powers that be and did not show Team America World Police.
What?
On New Year's...
Independence Day? Independence on July? Day. Who are the powers that be?
Sony.
No.
Yeah, Sony wouldn't let them show the movie for fears that Kim Jong-un... I'd come and blow up the theater, I imagine. But, you know, that's...
Oh, like you did for The Interview?
Exactly.
Well, that's ridiculous.
So I'm a little frustrated with them. I don't even, you know, don't even know what they showed on Independence Day, but because they had some substitute films, but it wasn't the same.
So I take it you screened that famous Trey Parker, Matt Stone movie at your house?
I streamed it on my computer.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So you may not have got to see it at the loft.
Well, you know, it's the annual sing-along and swear-a-thon. So it's not the same watching it on a computer screen.
This is true.
Versus being in a big theater.
This is true.
With hundreds of like-minded fools.
This is true.
Sing along with the movie and make all sorts of cursing noises.
Is true.
So some wasn't the same.
I understand.
Although the fireworks display, the controlled annual burn of A Mountain was beautiful.
Yes. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see it.
Too bad.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, we were in San Diego and we watched Boom in the Bay. Four barges out in San Francisco or in San Diego Harbor. All four shot off the same identical light show at different places in the bay. It was spectacular.
Light show or fireworks show?
Fireworks. Okay. Fireworks. I mean, monster fireworks show. It was awesome. Boom, bomb, bing. It was cool. Very cool. So,
tons of
stuff happening today.
And this is, I'm like on this, like, not. It's not like I'm being negative. I'm just, like, it's not as...
You're kind of cranky today.
I'm not cranky, but it also, you know, there was a contestant for the Darwin Award on July 4th. The guy who launched a...
Oh, firecracker on his head. Okay, is it true that guy is from Tucson?
No. I don't know where he's from, but...
I think that guy's in Tucson.
I'm nominating him for the Darwin Award.
I think, and we'll have to get back to you on this one, but I think that guy's from Tucson.
No, he's being nominated for the...
and I think he actually...
Darwin Award.
...works on 4th Avenue.
No. None of my people would do that. So, Jeff, this afternoon, actually in about 50 minutes, the...
15 or 50?
50.
Okay, so at noon today.
No, yeah.
Yes, Fred.
At noon. In about 50 minutes.
Yes.
It will be the first anniversary of the Screamery.
The Screamery?
Yeah, so it's a, I guess, a fancy-dancy ice cream shop. All natural ingredients, no chemicals, you know. The cows were catered to by, you know, special people.
Yes.
So they have Happy Meal.
Yes.
And it's their first anniversary. So from noon until 9 tonight, there is going to be ice cream, handcrafted ice cream at the Screamery. Now, from 1 to 3...
Where is this place?
It's on somewhere on out east. I don't know. I'll look it up the address.
What the hell? So you talk about this great thing that's happening, but then you don't tell anybody where it is?
Well, you have to look it up. It's Broadway and Houghton.
Who gave you this bit of information to talk about today?
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show who?
Ed Ackerley.
So no, Dr. Ackerley has a client, the Screamery.
Yeah.
And he's working us for free PR.
Well, getting free ice cream.
You're getting free ice cream?
Oh, I didn't tell you about that. So it's 50 North.
You know what? I remember last year when I paid to get into the Phoenix Comic Con.
Yeah.
By the way, San Diego Comic Con is happening, finishing up today.
Yeah.
And I paid to get into the Phoenix Comic Con, and there you come rolling in with Bryn with these two little media passes on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If there's anybody that I know that takes advantage of the perks of having a goofy radio show, that would be...
How is that taking advantage when we went down there? I went down there with the...
I didn't say you were taking advantage of other people. I said you were taking advantage of having a radio show. Meaning that all the perks that radio personalities get...
So those perks are work. I have to drive to Phoenix.
Oh, here we go.
Which you know how...
But now you're getting free ice cream?
I have to drive to Houghton and Broadway. I have to get out of my car.
You know what else is going on right now? Billiards at the Boondocks Lounge.
What was I saying?
I may go over there and have a cocktail, but I'm going to have to pay for it.
So there's an ice cream eating contest from 1 to 3 at the Screamery.
Today?
Today, during their first year anniversary.
So you talked about this last week.
Yeah, two teams.
Teams of two.
Like an 8-scoop sundae. They have to polish it off. So between 1 and 3, there's a contest.
And what do they win? More ice cream?
Probably, yeah.
Ed Ackerley's Undying Love?
Ed Ackerley's Undying Love. That's very valuable.
Dr. Ackerley. And folks, by the way, if you own a small business and you're looking for a great advertising and PR guy, Ed Ackerley's your guy. Because he knows his stuff. He's a good guy. So, Ed, we're giving you a hard time, but you're one of our favorites.
So what are you getting out of Ed for pimping his little advertising?
Oh, he's probably going to send me a gift certificate to nothing.
Fine. So anyways.
There's the art 40, block. Oh, 40, you're still on this?
40 North Houghton. You asked me the
address. 40 North Houghton.
Or Houghton or whatever you want.
Houghton and Broadway.
Houghton and Broadway.
Okay.
On the north side.
Art block.
On the northeast side. That intersection there.
22nd annual Cycle Splash happening on the east side of town, presented by Stone Sober Motorcycle Club, benefiting the Christmas bike, benefiting Adopts a Family for Christmas. That's happening on the east side over at Riley's Irish Tavern. Flandreau Planetarium at 1 o'clock has the fantastic Magic Treehouse Space Mission. Touring the Solar System at 2. Sunstruck at 3. Dynamic Earth at 4. Check out the Flandreau Planetarium.
Speaking of the planetarium, did you see this last week that NASA scientists caught an explosion, an eruption off a black hole about 8,000 light years away?
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
You know what would be even more amazing?
What?
Is if they could catch a football.
What, a black hole can catch a football?
No, if a Flandreau or if a scientist could catch a football.
I've seen scientists catch footballs.
We're getting close to football season. Actually, how about my Pirates?
How about your Pirates?
Boy, they're right on the heels of those Cardinals. I know Michael Guymond and Dave Barber are both freaking out right now because the Pirates could take the NL Central.
Yeah, the Pirates will be sitting out the playoffs, I think.
I do not. I'll bet you your free ice cream that the Pirates are in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, because it cost you nothing, loser. Ukulele meetup today. Clutters Anonymous. Compassionate condolence.
Wait. So when are you debuting your ukulele skills?
I think I shared this with you last week that I will play a song for you on the ukulele and the baritone ukulele when school starts, when the kids go back to school.
So that's like you have a month.
5 weeks. Yeah, 5 weeks.
All right.
I will play a song. Do you have any requests?
Okay, good. Not My Dog Has Fleas. You know, I want to hear Somewhere Under the Rainbow. I know it's cliche with the ukulele.
Well, I'm not doing that. That one guy.
You just asked me for a request.
Okay, but I didn't say I was going to play your request. Who's that guy? That big Hawaiian guy that did
Don Ho.
No, not Don Ho.
He's a big Hawaiian dude.
No, he's just kind of a shrimpy little Hawaiian dude. I'm talking about the really big Iz guy. Remember Iz? I think he passed away. It's like a 400-pound Hawaiian guy that redid Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Phenomenal version.
That's what I'm saying. It's cliche, but I want to see... Because you're like a 400-pound guy that can do that.
Really? With a full head of hair? Hello?
Hey, I choose to take my hair off.
I choose to eat too much. Just kidding. All right, so lots of stuff going on around here in the Old Pueblo.
Maybe three last things for me.
Go ahead.
So Harvest Fest at Sonoda Vineyards, that's coming up at the end of the month, July 25th and 26th. So you can visit.
What's that all about?
Well, you go down to Sonoda.
Yes.
And if you can rent, this is what we're going to do. We're going to rent a limo.
Yes.
With a sunroof.
Yes.
And we're going to stand up through the sunroof as we drive through the streets of Sonoda, yelling, Harvest Fest, yeah! Harvest Fest, yeah! That's what it is.
Crickets. That's not funny. What is Harvest Fest? So what you're telling me is you didn't read the press release.
No, I did. We talked about this last week.
But for all the many people, remember, Auntie Margaret's in California. Mom and Dad were back east.
Yeah.
So they're back in town. So tell us what Harvest Fest is again.
So Harvest Fest is... Yeah, you took my stuff.
Here. Harvest Fest is Sonoda Vineyards. 10 to 4. Grape stomping Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Dude, what are you doing in Sonoda? It's all about wine.
Wine tours from 11 to 2:45 and then the vineyard tours throughout the day. That's awesome.
Yeah,
down Sonoda Vineyards, Elgin, Canelo Road... Sonoda Vineyards, general admission, $20, includes wine tasting, souvenir glasses, wine pairings, and horse-drawn wagon rides.
Any monkey could read that.
Well, clearly you monkey could not.
No, because...
What about Summer in the City? What's called Summer in the City?
I was trying to get to the point. What are you doing? What's Sonoda about? Aside from beautiful Arizona desert country.
It's gorgeous. Horseback riding.
Yeah, but what
country
is...
Country living.
What is Sonoda famous for? Besides, you know, the obvious.
Well, yeah, the obvious. Why would they
have a fest in Sonoda?
To make some money?
To celebrate the wine.
Yes, correct.
And you never even got there. You had to steal my piece of paper.
No, it was like, it's all about the grape stomping for me.
Okay. I want to see
it you. It reminds me of that old Lucille.
So I want to see you stomping grape with your ukulele singing Somewhere Under the Rainbow. That would be fantastic.
That could happen.
So, Summer in the City program. So, if you go to TucsonSummer.com...
By the way, baritone ukulele.
Baritone. I said baritone.
And there's a ukulele meetup today. Did I talk about that? Tucson ukulele meetup from 2 to 5:30. Do you play the ukulele? Have you ever wanted to learn to play? Ukulele is fun, inexpensive, fairly easy instrument to learn. Call Steve Freely at 298-0853. You were saying?
Summer in the City. TucsonSummer.com.
Right.
They have these discount cards.
Yes.
Buy them for $5. And you get discounts all along the bottom streetcar line at all those businesses from the Mercado all the way to University Main Gate, plus the Golden Mile, which is Broadway, downtown through Two Country Club.
Now, since you brought it up, I would just like to get a clarification from you. Since you were there at Ground Zero when this modern streetcar choo-choo thing came about.
Yeah.
There's two ways to think about the modern streetcar choo-choo. Number one...
The choo-choo train.
Is that it is unfunded, costs city taxpayers $1 zillion, and is never going to pay for itself ever in the history of the planet. Number two, the way to think about it, is because of that modern streetcar, over $600 million of private investment was sunk into downtown 4th Avenue, the Mercado, and the main gate. Which would you rather spin it?
I think you spin it a little from column B first, and then with the recognition that the city was making an investment in the downtown, and hopefully it was part of the transit system. We recognize that that's something that we value and are supporting in the community.
I agree with you. But I was at lunch today with a friend of ours, and we were talking about how it's never going to pay for itself. It's never going to pay for itself. But
transit never pays
for itself. A car never pays for itself. But a car gets you from point A to point B and stimulates the economy. And that's what the modern choo-choo does.
Well, so does the internet.
Thank you.
Well,
my point.
Maybe not the modern, or maybe not the local economy.
Sure. Well, it can. If you use your Tucson City summertime card.
Yeah, but you don't do that online.
You can buy them online.
Can you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Read the whole thing.
I can't read.
SummerInTheCity.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, buy your card.
Yeah, but go to a merchant and buy a card.
You should absolutely go to a merchant.
Go to a local merchant.
I agree. Now, so, got something else because we got to take a break.
So here's something. Jim Turner, friend of the show, was on the show last week.
Yeah, by the way, thank you, Jim.
Yeah. We always joke that mom and dad are the only listeners.
Auntie Margaret. Don't forget Auntie Margaret.
Okay. So Jim was telling me, he sent me a note saying that because of our show, somebody in Maryland, United States of America, is going to buy his book once it comes out.
Yes. If you posted the show on our website.
The show's posted.
Yes, Fred. I'm looking at our website right now, and I'm seeing it goes from the International Bluegrass Film Festival, April 5th, to the Trek Down the Colorado River show, July 5th.
What's wrong with that?
You are letting me down. You told me you would have all the shows updated on the website.
They're all on the website. There's not text with them, but they're there.
Where?
I don't know. I think your internet's broken.
I think you're broken. So in the point of your story is?
We have a reach to Maryland.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break now. We'll be back for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Bit of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And today, we're talking to the lovely and vivacious Meredith Bode. Did I say it right?
Bode.
I even asked her before the show started. Bode.
I'm not surprised anymore. Fred always blows the name of our guest.
Bode.
But he does a much better job than I do.
Bode is very fancy.
Bode. And Fred is fancy.
I turn you like
that's fancy Fred right there.
You're European.
Yes. Thank you, fancy Fred.
Anyways, Meredith is from the United Way. And by the way, give our friend of the show, Tony Ford.
Tony Ford?
No.
Tony Penn. Yeah.
Tony Ford's over at the U of A Foundation.
Right, Tony Penn.
Tony Penn. Yeah, well, see, I got the name wrong. Ford and Penn look the same to me.
So, Meredith, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Denver.
No way. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Tucson?
The U of A.
You went to the U of A?
I did.
What did you come to the U of A to do?
I ended up with an elementary education degree.
All right. And did you teach?
No, I did not.
So you left the U of A with a degree in education. And what did you do from there?
I went into events and nonprofit work.
Right out of school?
Right out of school.
Well, that's kind of like elementary school.
I'm sure corralling cats kind of thing, right?
I did. I started at the Humane Society.
Really? So yes. You left the U of A, you got your degree, you decided, well, that was good times, mm-hmm. but were you in a sorority?
No.
Were you, did you do any stuff at the U of A in the nonprofit, anything like, were you affiliated with the Spring Fling or anything like that?
I did help with Spring Fling once.
Okay.
I was the money handler.
And that was such a bad experience, you didn't do it a second time.
I think I just lost my involvement with school for a couple of years, but
got it.
Got back on track.
Got it. I get it. One of those. So
was you did not get a 4-year degree? Is maybe a 6-year degree?
It was about 5.5 years.
Yeah, good for you. Much better than me. And I think Fred was a professional student for quite a while.
No, I had a 4.5-year degree,
and then you went back.
Well, yeah, but that was maybe 10 years later. No. 6 years later.
6 years later.
Yeah.
Still trying to find yourself.
Yeah, so I have a bachelor's in education, and then I went back and got a master's in public administration.
There
it's
you
exciting.
Go.
Good for you guys.
Education
proud of you.
Takes you places.
Yes, it does. Right to the United Way yes. of Southern Arizona. So you're at the Humane Society, and you're doing what over there?
I was doing events over there.
Putting on the dog, all that kind of goofy stuff.
Exactly.
And then you left the Humane Society and went to the United Way.
I was at the U of A Foundation for a couple of years.
No way.
Yes.
Well, so she's working for the Tonys.
So you know this Tony Ford that Fred speaks of?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Fred has no clue. Tony Ford, I think, was the jazz musician we had on the show not too long ago.
What I'm thinking.
He played the trumpet.
Okay. By the end, go ahead.
Yeah. So you're at the U of A Foundation, mm-hmm. and you leave the U of A Foundation, and you go to...
The United Way.
There! So we finally got there.
Yes.
And you're from Denver, and you love the old Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly do you do for the United Way?
I'm the manager of events. So I plan mostly Days of Caring, which is our biggest event that we do every year, and then other events that some of our other departments do as well.
Your other departments, meaning?
We have a community development department, which does a lot of the programs, education work with elders, and then also with our resource development department, which is where we try to garner up some support in terms of dollars.
Okay, got it. So you're really in friend and fundraising.
Yes.
Excellent. We love you guys. People that do that, it's really good. That's tough work, but it's good work.
It is.
So good for you.
And there's a lot of great a lot of great nonprofits in Tucson. So.
Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah, there are. All right, so we're going to have more with Meredith when we come back. We got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. So folks, stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Yep, that is right.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Right, and folks, Fred and I are not delusional. We know that Tucson's got, just like any other major metropolitan city in the United States or in the world, we've got our little issues that we have to work out. We could use some new potholes filled in the streets. We could use some money in our education system. But that's for other people to talk about. Our show is about the people that are out there doing amazing things in our community, regardless of how many tires blow out in their car getting from the east side to the west side because of the crappy streets. We're talking about people who are making a difference in our community a little bit at a time, kind of moving that dial to make Tucson an unbelievably wonderful community. That's who we want to talk to, and that's who we talk about and who we talk with every week. And this week, one of those people with us today is from the United Way. It's Meredith Bodie. So welcome.
Or Bodie.
But we could go any number of ways, but it's really pronounced Bodie.
Yes.
And you're from Denver.
Yes.
Came to school, went to the U of A.
I did.
Several decades later, you find yourself, just kidding. You find yourself working.
I wish.
You find yourself working at the United Way. All right, yes. Super cool.
Yes.
Now, the United Way over the years have taken a black eye for all kinds of silly things.
Yes.
And some people may just know the United Way during watching an NFL football game when they see the football players run around and passing the ball. Peyton Manning is passing a ball to this little kid over there, and please support the United Way.
Or through the annual campaigns.
Annual campaigns. If you work for big business, you know, if you're a Raytheon employee or someone like that. But at its heart, what's United Way's mission here in the Old Pueblo?
Well, the mission is improving the community by uniting people, ideas, and resources. So what we try to do is we don't necessarily run a lot of programs, but we support a lot of programs, and we try to unite people and ideas and resources. So we bring people that may need financial assistance to the resources that may be able to help them with those assistance. I just found out the other day that if people are having trouble paying their utility bills, we have some programs that can actually help them pay their utility bills if they're struggling. So we do a lot of really great work there, and especially focused on education, elders, and financial stability.
That's really important. Along the lines of the financial stability, I know you guys help thousands and thousands of Tucsonans prepare their taxes every year.
We do, yes. It's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And if you make under a certain amount, you can come to several locations starting, I believe, in February all the way through April. And we have lots of volunteers that come and prepare your taxes for you. And we got an insane amount of returns back for the Tucson people this year.
I heard that from Tony Penn, the executive director over there. Tony said you guys got back like, I don't know, $10 billion or 10, you know, some insane. Like,
it really was a great number.
It was like 10 million bucks or something. And that money goes right back into our economy.
Yes. It helps people that need it right now.
Right. Absolutely. That's an amazing thing to do.
Yes.
And it's all volunteer work.
We get a lot of great volunteer help.
So you guys do a lot of these programs that not a lot of people talk about because it's kind of a one-on-one situation. I'm, you know, I need help with my taxes. I don't make a lot of money. I come to you guys, bam, you help me out.
Exactly.
What other kind of programs do you guys offer?
We have a lot of internal programs. One of the things that we do that I just am learning about is we actually go into a lot of child care centers and before and after school programs and assess their programs and see how well they're working, how much the students are actually learning, and make sure that they're getting quality care and quality education. And that's huge.
And if not?
We don't really necessarily do much about it, but we have a rating system. So people can actually go on and look at child care centers. It's quality first. And they can see what centers get a certain number of stars. And then they can determine where they want to send their children.
So you guys are like the Better Business Bureau of child care.
We can be a part of that, yes.
Yeah, no, cool. That's cool. That's very important.
And actually, the United was just part of a big effort to start bringing major players together to discuss the future of education and how it can be improved.
Yes, that's our Cradle to Career initiative.
Cradle to Career initiative?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's trying to bring together some big people to really kind of move the rock, so to speak, up the hill by working together as a community, and also kind of looking at other looking at schools in the neighborhood, in the area, that actually are doing things that are making a difference, that are improving education, and getting the word out about those programs, not looking at something that's going on in New York that's working, that might not necessarily work for our community. So it's a really great program to just kind of get the word out about what's working and what can improve schools and education, the education system in our community.
And that actually brought together all the superintendents from all the school districts.
Yes.
major business community leaders, mm-hmm. You know, legislators, all sorts of people to help make that happen.
Yes, Raytheon is a huge supporter of that. Obviously, all the superintendents. We have a great group kind of getting that initiative started, and we're just heading that up, just starting it. So we're really hoping that it's able to improve education in Arizona, because we're definitely lower on that totem pole than we should be.
Yeah, we need some help. Yeah, no question. I mean, I think anyone you ask would say education's key, and we need help getting our kids trained up. So my big thing is I want Tucson to have lots of jobs. In the next 10 years, my kids are going to be out of college. You know, they'll go, they're 2 years away from high school, then hopefully 4 years, maybe 5 years, maybe like Uncle Freddie, 10 years, they'll have their degree.
Wait. I got two degrees in that time period.
Yeah.
With a big gap.
Yeah, I understand about your big gap. But the point is I want there to be lots and lots and lots of job opportunities in Tucson, not just, you know, hospitality, which is really important to our community, but, you know, things where they can make lots of money and grow a family and be an important part of the community by giving back. And the only way we're going to do that is have excellent education.
Yes.
And there are lots of folks that can't afford to pay for private education. Their kids deserve the same opportunity. So that's a great thing you guys are putting together. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We're excited about it. We hope it takes off really soon.
Absolutely. And let's talk about, you know, a couple months ago, late February, you guys had your big business breakfast.
Yes.
And you've been doing that for almost a decade.
And it made a lot of money this year, which was wonderful, because all that money can go back into those great programs that we do to help with education.
So tell us about the breakfast. How do businesses, what happens there?
I actually didn't work at United Way when the business breakfast.
Oh, how long have you been there?
I've only been there about 4 months.
So that's why you keep saying, I've just learned, I've just learned, I've just learned.
Yes.
So where do the resources, where do people that don't work for the United Way, where do they go other than the website to learn more about what the United Way is doing and maybe what their business or what they can do individually to support?
Well, the website's definitely the best place to go, but you know, I think a lot of the businesses, they definitely support us. We also have 211.org, which is a wonderful tool that a lot of people don't know about, especially when people need assistance.
What's it? 211.org.
Mm-hmm. And it's a nationwide initiative, but we do it here locally. And it basically offers anything, any type of support that people may need. It gives them all of the tools that they could possibly need to get some help.
Perfect. All right. And then let's talk about, and hopefully you know a little bit about it, because I'm really interested about the Laguna Elementary book donation.
Well, we do quite a few different types of book donations. We did a My Summer Library program that we just completed, what we do usually in April and May. And we go out to a bunch of different schools. I believe it was about 15 schools this year. We go out and we get books from Scholastic. We purchase them for a discounted rate. And then we go and we get children from every single classroom at that school, and they get to go pick 12 books for free to take home for the summer.
Wow.
And it's amazing because a lot of these kids actually don't have books at home that they can read with their families, and it's a really, really great program to get books into kids' hands.
And you're doing that through several schools here in the Old Pueblo?
Yes.
That's awesome.
To determine the schools that are kind of in the most need.
And off you go with your books.
Yes.
And I understand Kodak was a big donator of books for that program.
Yes.
So another business in Tucson helping support literacy through the United Way.
Yes. And Scholastic was definitely a huge supporter of that as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. So the United Way is really a multifaceted organization where it's not just an organization that helps with education, but it's an organization that helps with kids and the elderly. What sort of elderly programs do you guys have?
We have all sorts of different types of programs to support the elderly. We have an elder alliance that that meets quite often, that gets together a bunch of different people from different senior agencies around town to figure out how they can improve care for seniors, you know, socialization-type programs. We do a lot of wonderful work.
So one of my pet peeves has always been redundancies. You know, it drives me crazy when you know, we're big supporters of Big Brothers and Big Sisters here on the show, so mm-hmm. we really believe in youth mentoring.
Yes.
So when someone else calls me up and say, hey, we have this great youth mentoring program, and I say, oh, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they're like, no, it's other kids with parents mentor. I'm like, why don't you guys just get together with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and you can take some of that money you're using in your administration and put it towards mentoring. Why don't you guys get together and do that? And they just look at you like, huh?
We try to do a lot of that. That's one of United Way's goals, is really just to bring people together that are passionate about one mission. We do have a wonderful youth program, Youth on the Rise. We have an alliance getting people
Youth on the Rise? Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
We just opened a center called the Reengagement Center, where it's children that have somehow become disengaged with school and have possibly dropped out of high school or college. And we try and get them re-engaged and get their GEDs and get involved. And it's kind of just a center where they can go. There's mentors, people that have had similar issues that have grown up and need some you know, help, some mentoring, and really just help them get back involved in the things that will help them and help our community.
Good for you guys. That's great. All right. So the last part of the show, we want to talk about your Days of Caring.
Yes.
Days of Caring. But we got to take a quick break. So, folks, stick around, because I think what we're going to talk about now really sets you guys at the United Way apart from everybody else. It's an amazing program, and I know you guys out there are going to want to hear about it. So stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Correct. You got it, baby. That's right.
Dude, that was a little bit of a pause there. You're not like...
Well, you know, okay, so I got to be honest with you. I am I'm looking at the interweb, the internet, and there's this lovely picture of a lady who must be in her, she's probably in her 80s, maybe not in her 80s, maybe she's in her late 70s, and she's got a huge smile on her face as she's being driven in a car. And it's the summer driving program on the United Way's website. And she's just the cutest thing with a big happy smile in the passenger seat with her little seatbelt on, probably being happy to be taken to, you know, the grocery store or somewhere fun. So I think that's pretty cool.
Probably
so that's
Fourth, why. Down on Fourth Avenue.
Maybe down on Fourth Avenue.
You know,
to go to the Sea Silver Sea Jewelers.
Yeah, we have. There's a open mic. It's an open mic. Primarily musicians come.
Yeah.
Tuesday nights at Delectables.
Are you going to do your haikus?
No. Well, maybe at Mr. Head's, because Mr. Head's has a comedy open mic.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, entertainment all around Fourth Avenue.
Why don't you give us one of your haikus real quick?
I don't have one.
I don't have it with me right
now. Well, hold on. No, keep. Okay. With us today is Meredith
Bodie.
Bodie.
Meredith, I apologize for him.
From the United Way, and we've been talking about all sorts of stuff with the United Way.
Yeah.
But so now that we did the introduction, I'm going to go get my haiku.
Okay, get your haiku, and I'll talk to Meredith. So Meredith, this last part of the show, we want to talk about your Days of Caring.
Yes.
Tell us about the United Way Days of Caring. What is it?
So this year's event is Wednesday, November 4th,
November 7th. No fair reading off of notes. I want to know what
That's Jeff's job.
Yeah, that's my job. And I have the internet here. What is Days of Caring? What are you guys trying to do? What's the mission of Days of Caring?
Well, it's really to get any schools, nonprofits, childcare centers that need a little bit of extra help to submit projects, and then we get community members, volunteers from all throughout the community to help get those projects done. So it's really trying to make an impact in a big way by just helping people that need it in the community.
Okay, so the interesting part about why I asked you this question is because the Days of Caring aren't until November.
Correct.
November 4th and November 7th. And here we are, July 12th, or whatever the date is today, the Sunday, July 12th. And we're talking about something that's going to happen in November. Why is it important for you to talk about this event that's happening way towards the end of the year today?
Well, it takes a little organization and prep work.
Right.
But really what we're doing right now is trying to get those projects submitted. So we are looking to hear from the nonprofits, the child care centers, the schools, and let them submit projects that they need help with.
So give me an example. What would a project be? Like, we need a Ramada rebuild or...
Yes, we have one that's at Sourington Middle School that they want to plant some trees. So it's getting people over there to help plant trees in their on their campus. So that's a really good one. And we've just got a couple starting to flow in, but, you know, anything from painting, which would be normal painting, to painting a mural or something to just kind of spruce up a room. Landscape work, neighborhood cleanups, all kinds of things.
So is it only just, I don't know, deferred maintenance on buildings, or could it be donations of books? Could it be anything pertaining to the school?
Yes, anything. And we try to have it be something somewhat different than what they might be doing on a day-to-day basis or what their volunteers may be doing on a day-to-day basis. Something kind of special that their normal volunteers wouldn't necessarily be able to complete in one day.
Hence, planting trees and painting murals and things like that.
Yes. And of course, you know, the more creative the project, the more volunteers get excited about it, and those kind of get snatched up right away. But, you know, pretty much anything that you can think of, you know, whether it be kind of basic maintenance or building certain things, or a lot of schools will have us kind of fix up their playgrounds, repaint their hopscotch lines, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's super fun.
Yeah.
So it's fun work for families. And you know, during the break, one of the things that you were sharing with me was that you guys are now putting together events, or I mean, what's the best way to put it? You're putting together times and events for organizations, small businesses, to go into to help a nonprofit.
Yes.
So tell me more about that, because I think that dovetails in with your Days of Caring.
It does.
So let's say my little business, and we have 8 employees. If we want to do like a team building thing, and I come to you and say, hey, I got 8 folks and we're real passionate about X. We're real passionate about health, healthy lifestyle. Do you have a nonprofit out there that could, we'd like to donate 2 hours of time or 3 hours of time to come in and do a project together. We could come to you guys at the United Way, and you would be able to find a nonprofit out there that could use our 3 hours of time to enhance whatever it is that they're doing.
Yes, we can do that. Our volunteer center is the place people would go, and we can do any number of employees, any amount of time, any days. We can kind of put a call out to all of our agencies and see who can use some extra help. If you have a specific agency in mind, we can work with them, or just a specific, something that you're interested in as far as, you know, if you just wanted some health communities.
We like to do a team building.
Exactly.
A team building thing. There's, 8, like I said, 8 of us. These are the days we'd like to do it. What do you got for us? You guys could put that together.
We'll do the work.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So is that come out of Days of Caring, or is Days of Caring in that opportunity for small businesses or families? I mean, my dad's the oldest of 12, so we could get 50 Ronstadts to show up and paint a building kind of thing. I mean, that's kind of what the Days of Caring is, but you're just doing it for schools.
Yes. So it's kind of what Days of Caring is, but we've decided to kind of try to extend it out throughout the year so we can make an even bigger impact than what Days of Caring does, just the 2 days of the year. And we just try to help as many nonprofits out there as possible. So.
That's awesome. So folks want more information. So first and foremost, if schools want to submit to you guys a project, what do they do?
So any school, nonprofit, child care center, they can go to UnitedWayTucson.org, and then they'll get all the information on how to submit a project. If they need any help, I'm happy to help them in any way possible. Mm-hmm. My information is on the website.
What's your phone number?
It's 903-3902.
Okay, great. And then if small businesses or families, individuals want to volunteer their time, do they do the same thing?
They can go to volunteer.unitedwaytucson.org. And there's tons of volunteer opportunities already up there that we have from lots of different nonprofits around town that are members of our site. And then you can also contact us that way as well. And if you want something kind of a little more customized.
So give me that web address again,
volunteer.unitedwaytucson.org.
Perfect. Meredith, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, and welcome to the United Way.
Thank you.
I hope you're there for a long, 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 long time and doing great things.
Me too. It's a wonderful place to be.
All right.
Yeah, remind Tony that we want to hear his dulcet tones on our radio soon.
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, I think when he was first on the show, we referred to him as Lou Rawls. And he was like, all right, guys, you guys aren't that funny. Even though we think we're pretty funny.
Well, he does a lot of things for our employees. He just gave us Monday off as a staff appreciation day. So,
well, that was nice.
That's yes. Very nice.
Yeah, what a guy. I wonder what he was up to. He probably went and saw the Avengers movie or something. All right, Fred, so you found your haiku.
Yeah, so
let's go.
The first person to call us at 520-428-5104, I will leave your phone number and I will call you back and read you my haiku.
Come on! Read the haiku now!
All right, so this is I wrote this 5 years ago, actually.
Yes.
So it may be a little dated.
Okay.
But the time
do we have time to do this?
At the time, it was hysterical.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tequila, my friend, the heart of an agave. Snooky looks all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Fred and Jeff Show. The radio station does not vouch for any of our content, and now you know why.
Okay, call us at 520-428-5104, and Native Sea Search will be providing you with a monsoon package.
Yeah, a package to grow all kinds of great plants during the monsoon season. Right now, it's time to put this seed package in the ground from Native Sea Search. So, folks, go out there and make it a great, great week. Meet your neighbors, and we'll talk to you again next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now, old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar, yeah? Preach it, son.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.